Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, listeners. On tonight is Saturday, November the 5th, 2016. Yes, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we are so glad to be still here in the land of the living. We are rejoicing because God is still good. He is able, and we know that he is still sitting on the throne, and he is worthy to be praised. So on tonight, again, you are now in tune to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I am your host, executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. on tonight, Saturday, November the 5th, 2016. Could someone please place your phone on mute, please? Thank you. As we always do, we're going to go into a word of prayer on tonight. And I'm asking all listeners, if you will bow your heads with me as we go approach God's throne on tonight. Dear God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We, Heavenly Father, we know that without you, we can do nothing. We know that it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our very being. We know that we can't do anything without you, but we know that with you all things are possible. So, Heavenly Father, on tonight, we come to give your name praise. We come to give you glory on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, their minds, and spirits on tonight. You know who they are, and you know where they are, and you know how to reach them, Heavenly Father. We just lift them up to you right now and ask that you would just move by your spirit in their lives and grant them the desires of their hearts. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are dealing with bereavement and the loss of loved ones on tonight. Comfort and strengthen them too, Heavenly Father, as only you can, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I come lifting up my bishop and shepherd and my pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, of Shield of Faith Church in Detroit, Michigan. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to touch and strengthen and heal and anoint his body, and also continue to bless and strengthen my Shield of Faith Church family. And I lift up my entire family to you, Lord, that you would move by your spirit and just have your way in each one of our lives, that you would be glorified through us on tonight. And now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I come lifting up all those that are faithfully tuning into this broadcast. I thank you for this worldwide platform, and I'm able to share it with other men and women of God that are able to bring the good news of Jesus Christ over the airwaves. So I thank you for this platform and being able to share it with others. So we pray, Lord, you just move by your spirit on tonight, and that a word will go through your vessel on tonight, and the person of Evangelist Martina on tonight, that you would use her to bring a word on tonight, that someone who is spiritually blind, that they, after hearing your word on tonight, they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight, that they will come to know their God purpose. They will be able to walk and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory. After hearing your word on tonight, they will become saved on tonight. Continue to bless this word on tonight, that it will be able to bring back forth those that have gone astray, that you would use this word on tonight, that they would come back to the fold, and that this word on tonight will continue to bless, build, and strengthen those that are in the body of Christ on tonight. We just give your name praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor because you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we just lift up Jerusalem, we lift up Israel to you, that your will be done in those areas, Heavenly Father, for your glory, in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen.
Amen. Well,
tonight,
amen.
Again, today is Saturday, November the 5th, 2016. You know, we always have a spiritual food for thought on tonight. Our spiritual food for thought on tonight is the truth. The true state of our hearts isn't revealed until we put our love in action. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight is the true state of our hearts isn't revealed until we put our love in action. I would like for you all to please get your Bibles out because we always have a man or woman of God that's going to bring forth the word of God through this platform. And I do want every listener to be able to read along with the messenger on tonight as we follow them through the word of God. I always say I do not want you all to take my word or my guest word that we're making up the things that we're saying pertaining to God's word. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. So get your Bibles out. Get your pen and paper out so you can take notes so that after this broadcast that you can always go back to the scriptures and reflect on those scriptures and meditate on them and let the Lord speak to your heart through those scriptures on tonight. So again, I'm asking all listeners if you will get your Bibles ready and your pens, because we have a powerful woman of God that's going to bring forth the word on tonight. And I'm excited about her being on the air on tonight to bring another word on tonight. I do have a few announcements that I need you all to please pick. Use your pen to take these notes. I have a few announcements that are very important. They're going to be upcoming events that's going to be taking place over this platform. I thank God again for this platform. And I know that it was nobody but God who has done this great thing through this platform, and I'm able to share it with others. Someone need to place your phone on the mute. I'm hearing some people talking in the background. If you could please place your phone on mute so I can take that sound out of the background, please. I really appreciate it. Again, I thank God for this platform, and I thank God for the men and women that he has blessed me to come in contact with that bring powerful words over this airways. So I want
you
to listen to know that in the future, God has created my spirit to have all the listeners to be able to share the testimony. I'm asking if someone will please be obedient. If someone will please be obedient, someone put your phone on mute. I'm hearing a lot of talking in the background. Could you please place your phones on mute, please? Thank you. The Lord has put in my spirit to be able to have different listeners to call in and share your testimonies over the airwaves. God can get his glory through our testimony. And so that's what we want to be able to do, is share this platform that listeners will be able to call in and share their testimonies over this airway. God can get his glory through our testimonies. And the word tells us that in Revelations 12 and 11 says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, and by the word of our testimonies. So we share our testimonies, that God get the glory through our testimonies. So I thank God that he's allowing me to be able to open up the lines for the listeners to call in and share your testimonies. And I let you know that the lines are going to be open for listeners to call in and share your testimonies. If you could please take this number down, this is the number you would need to dial, and it's area code 657-383-1364. Again, you can dial 657 area code 383-1364. That's the number that all listeners will need to dial when I let you know that the phone lines are open for listeners to call in and share your testimony. Also, would like you all to know that we have some upcoming events that's coming in January. There is a group of pastors that I met in South Michigan on last night. God has a way of opening doors. I want you to know that God has allowed me to meet a bunch of gentlemen and pastors. There's a group of pastors. There's a quartet group, singing group of pastors. And they have upcoming programs and musicals in the Detroit and also in the Flint, Michigan areas. So I want you all to be listening out for those dates when I announce that the pastors quartet group or quartet singing group will be having upcoming programs and musicals in the Detroit and the Flint, Michigan area. I will be announcing those dates and times and locations for you all. So those that would like to participate and go in and enjoy the Lord, hear great quartet singing, you will be able to do so. Also, I would like you all to know that starting the first Saturday of every month, minister, I want you to be able to take this note down because you're going to get familiar with these two voices. Every first Thursday, Minister Sharon Rambis, he's a minister of the Gospel of Shield of Faith Church, where I am also a member, and Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Minister Sharon Rambis is bringing the word over this platform every first Thursday at 8 p.m. and every third Saturday, starting in January, our guest minister will be Elder James McCurry from Flint, Michigan. Again, Elder James McCurry from Flint, Michigan, starting in January 2017, every third Saturday, he will be bringing the word. So please mark your calendars for these upcoming events and these men and women of God that's going to be, you're going to be getting familiar with, that's going to be bringing the word over this airwaves. I want you all to know on tonight that God is faithful. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 12, that's why I love the Lord. We don't have to go chasing after anyone. When we're faithful and doing God's work and being ambassadors of God's kingdom and being doers of God's word and being assets to the kingdom of God, he is faithful. God is a faithful God. So in Jeremiah 1 and 12, he reminds us that God is faithful. He watched over his word to perform it in the lives of his faithful saints for his glory. And I'm paraphrasing. It's not how it reads, but if you have your Bibles, it says in the King James Version, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it." So God is a faithful God. So saints of God, know that if you are doing the will of God and you are in the will of God, and you are fulfilling your God purpose without hidden motives and agendas, and you want to see souls saved, you just continue to do the great work that God has called you to do and watch God perform everything that you have desired in your life. And he said he delights in giving us the blessings. And so I want you all to know that we don't have to be jealous of anyone. When it's your time and it's your season, you just continue to be faithful and watch God, watch over his word to perform it in your life, and he will be glorified through it, and that you will be blessed. So on tonight, I have my guest getting ready to come forth in the person of Evangelist Martina Orange. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Brother Brown.
Good evening. Could you speak up just a little bit? You sound a little far off. Could you speak up just a little bit,
yes,
please? The Lord. Yeah, I can hear you very clear now. Thank you. It is so wonderful to have you back on again to bring another word on tonight. I know that you have a powerful word for God's people on tonight. Before I go into your message on tonight, I'm going to ask you if you could share with us another powerful testimony. And then after you share your testimony, I'm going to do a music break, and then we will come back, and then we're going to turn the mic over to you so you can minister God's word on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, again, if you could get your Bibles out, get your paper and pens out, because you're going to need to take notes because of the word that's going to come forth. I want you all to be able to take notes through this message on tonight, that you'll be glory, that you will be blessed, and that God will be glorified through it. So, Evangelist Martina Orange, at this time, I'm going to ask if you would share with us a testimony, and then again, I'm going to share a music break, and then we're going to come back and yield the mic to you.
Yes. Good evening to all of your listeners on tonight. I am just so thankful to God for what He has done and what He is doing. Tonight, my testimony is I'm thankful to be a father. I'm thankful tonight because I have suffered from disappointment. But I'm thankful tonight that the Lord blessed us to be a mother and to be a father. We have a beautiful daughter, and she is smart. She's intelligent. And so I'm just thankful tonight because it took me a long time to get to this place to just simply be grateful for what the Lord has done and to focus on my blessings and not focus on my disappointment. And so tonight I'm just very thankful to God. He is such a good God. He is such a faithful God. So we're just rejoicing tonight and giving God the glory that we get to sit at the table with other parents and talk about the highs and the challenges of parenting that God has talked about. But so we're thankful for that tonight. I'm just thankful for our daughter. She's celebrating. And I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful. I'm giving God the glory and all thanksgiving.
Praise the Lord on tonight. We just thank you. That more or less ties in what I just said regarding God is faithful. You just more or less expounded on it in your testimony, because God is faithful. When we are doing God's will and we're trying to be pleasing unto God, He is faithful. Again, He is faithful to watch over His word, to perform it. And so just continue to be faithful, continue to be humble, and remember where all your blessings come from. And He said in His word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these other things, our desires, then those things will be added unto us. So I'm thankful for you on tonight, Evangelist Orange, and I look forward to hear what you are going to share with us on tonight through the word of God. So right at this time, we're going to do a music break, and then right after we do the music break, we're going to come back with Evangelist Orange, and she's going to bring forth God's word. Before we do this music break, I'm going to ask all listeners again, please be reminded, I'm asking all listeners to go to my website, which is blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. Again, I'm asking all listeners, if you please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and then click on follow. I also want you all to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at @James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. Again, my email address is @James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. I welcome all feedback and comments from you. I do not take you all lightly or for granted. I do want to hear from you. And so at this time, we're going to have a music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hear a word from Evangelist Martina Orange. Praise the Lord God. He is worth. He is worth it. I'm telling you, He is worth our praise. He is worth our praise on tonight. So that's why I'm so looking forward to hearing the word of God on tonight. I want the listeners to know that I have a few lines that are lit up on tonight. I'm looking at the screen right now. So I thank God for you all tuning in. So after this word is delivered on tonight, I'm asking listeners, if you that are tuned in and are on the line, if you would like to have any feedback or comments to my guests on tonight, please stay on the line, and I will give you an opportunity to give your comments and feedback to Elder Evangelist Martina Orange after she completes the word of God on tonight. So Evangelist Martina Orange, I'm yielding this mic over to you so you can deliver God's word on tonight.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise
James Brown, I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show this evening. It is truly a blessing to share the word of God. I want to say just giving honor unto God, who is the head of my life. I love that song that you just played, that he thought that we were worth it, that we were worth it enough to lay down his life for us. And so I am thankful for Jesus on tonight. I am thankful for the presence of the Holy Spirit on tonight, and I am excited about the word of God on tonight. I honor my husband and our daughter, and I honor our pastor, Reverend Mason Trimble, and all of the congregation at Shady Grove Missionary Baptist Church. I just want to give honor to each and every person who's on the line tonight or who's listening by internet on tonight. I pray that this word will be blessing to you. The subject on tonight is Dare to Be Different. And we're coming out of Luke chapter 6, verses 27 and 28. But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them who hate you, and bless them that curse you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. In this chapter, Jesus encounters Pharisees and scribes who disagreed with his good deeds because they were done on the Sabbath day. The Pharisees and the scribes made themselves enemies to Jesus because they refused to believe that he was the Son of God. They refused to believe that he was the Messiah that the prophets and the priests of old talked about. Even though he performed awesome miracles, even though he performed healings and cast out devils, they refused to accept him as the Messiah. I want to give you just a couple of definitions on tonight. The word Sabbath day, hallelujah, comes out of the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 1 and 2. The Sabbath day was the seventh day of the week, and it was to be a day of rest from labor and a holy convocation. That means on the Sabbath day they came together in worship unto God, and they rested from their labor. Who were the Pharisees? In Mark chapter 7, verses 3 through 8, the Pharisees were Jewish people who were devoted to the traditions of the elders. So much so that during worship, instead of teaching the commandments of God, They were teaching the traditions of the elders. Jesus called them hypocrites because they worshiped God with their lips, but their hearts were far from God. Well, who were the scribes? The scribes were considered experts in the Mosaic law. They were also called lawyers, according to Matthew chapter 22, verse 35, and Mark chapter 12, verse 28. The scribes were part of the group who demanded that Jesus be crucified. So Luke chapter 6 starts out with the disciples going through the cornfield on the Sabbath day, plucking the ears of pork to eat it. They encountered Pharisees that said, "Hey, what are you doing? It is unlawful to pluck corn on the Sabbath day." Jesus responds to the Pharisees by reminding them of David and his men, that when they were hungry, they went into the temple and ate bread that was meant for the priests only. Jesus corrects the Pharisees, and I love, love, love what he told them. He told them that God was Lord of the Sabbath and not man. That means that God was in charge of the Sabbath and not man. And because Jesus was God incarnate, meaning that he was fully God and he was fully man, he could do what he wanted on the Sabbath day because he was in charge of the Sabbath and not the Pharisees and not the scribes. There was another occasion on the Sabbath when Jesus entered the synagogue and he taught. There was a man with a withered hand, and the Pharisees and scribes were present in the church service. Jesus knew their thoughts because he was God incarnate. Hallelujah. Jesus was God. In human flesh, he was God. John chapter 1, verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So Jesus, knowing the thoughts of the scribes and the Pharisees, tells the man with the withered hand to stand up. He asks a rhetorical question. He says, "Is it lawful to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it on the Sabbath day?" He tells the man in the congregation to stand up and to stretch forth his hand. The Bible says that his hand was restored and made whole, just as the other. The Pharisees and the scribes were beyond upset. The Bible says that they were filled with anger, and they began to plot how they were going to get rid of Jesus. I don't know how you plot to get rid of God. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, it's going to happen. We are going to rub people the wrong way. There are people who don't like us because of something that they heard that may or may not be true. But instead of fact-checking, it's easier just to throw shade. It's easier just to gossip. It's easier just to be mad. It's easier just to not talk. Hallelujah. There are people who don't like us because we speak the name Jesus. We confess and we are blessed and we are highly favored. And the rumor around the office is, you know, she's too preachy. Then there are those who hold us to unrealistic standards, that when we make a mistake or when we show the human side of us, all of a sudden we're not as saved as they thought we were. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am convinced that behind a lot of this mess are demonic forces. Sometimes the unclean spirits in others don't like the Jesus in you. So those spirits are working through those people to test you and I and to provoke us. They are trying so desperately to bring out the sinful nature that you and I work hard at every day to keep under subjection to the Word of God. They want to get an arousal out of you and I, and they want to stir up anger on the inside of us. If we will admit and tell the truth, this stuff does bother us. It does get to us. it gets under our skin. No matter how saved we try to be or how holy we try to live, conflict and offenses will bother us. Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 17, verse 1, "Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come." Offense will come. How do I know? Because God said so. They will come through family. They will come from those on our job. They will come from our neighbors, our church community, our school. It is possible to get through this life and not be in conflict with somebody. It's inevitable to get through this life and not have somebody who rubs you the wrong way. Psalm 37, verse 1, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." I submit to you, brothers and sisters, that the scribes and Pharisees plot to get rid of Jesus. What did Jesus do? Jesus went to the mountain and he prayed all night long. God in human flesh has to go to the mountain or go to a secret place or go to a secret closet and pray all night long. How much more do we have to do this? Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I submit to you that while people are plotting against you and trying your patience and working overtime to get an angry arousal out of you, you should be in prayer to God concerning the matter. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So you're saying, well, preacher, how do I deal with this? How do I deal with rude people? How do I deal with church hurt? How do I deal with all of this stuff? And this is a new one for me because I've never dealt with church hurt, but I'm hearing so many people dealing with hurt. And the way that they choose to deal with it is just to leave church altogether and don't go back to church and don't go to anybody's church. But that's not the way that God wants us to handle conflict. Jesus gives us four things to do in conflicting situations. Lesson number one, "But I say unto you," which here, "love your enemies." Love means saying good morning to someone who doesn't like you. Love means holding the door for the church member who disrespected you right after morning worship. Love is action. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Jesus demonstrated his love for us in that when we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. I don't care how righteous you think you are. I don't care how holy you think you are. I don't care how right you think you are and how wrong you think you are. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of God's glory. That person that you're at odds with, that person that you're not getting along with right now, that person who may have a grudge against you, that person is also loved by God. You see, God has put aside. Hallelujah. He doesn't take my side, and he doesn't take the side of the other person. But our God stands on the side of righteousness. Our God is a righteous judge, according to Psalm 7, verse 11. Praise the Lord. Lesson number two, "Do good to them which hate you." This is God openly opposing retaliation. Hate means continue to dislike intensely, to detest. People hate for different reasons, but all hatred is the direct opposite of who God is. Psalm 145, verse 9, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. God, our Father, wants us to understand that something greater is at stake called eternal redemption. And these are the opportunities in which we get to be the light of the world. This is when we get to be the salt of the earth. This is where we do good and people take notice. This is where our good works get to shine. Lesson number three, bless them that curse you. It seems to watch what you say. Choose your response carefully. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The wrong verbal response throws the situation way out of proportion and seems to even turn fatal. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Proverbs 1, verse 23. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Hallelujah. What is God telling us? When somebody comes to curse us, he's saying, hey, watch what you say. Watch how you respond to the situation. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Because what comes out of your mouth causes the situation to either go to the next level of anger, or what you say can bring peace to the situation. Praise the Lord. I remember a situation that I had not long ago. Me and this person had a disagreement, and this person did wrong by me, and the conversation got a bit heated. And I remember the Holy Spirit spoke to me immediately and said, remove yourself from the situation. And so I physically removed myself from the situation. And when I got alone with the Lord, I began to pray about it. And I said, Father, let your will be done. God, you are a light. And so I pray that your will be done. Hallelujah. And I just prayed on the entire weekend. And after the weekend, the person came to me and she said, I did you wrong and I apologize. And I said, you know, I've been really praying about this. And she said, I know because I could feel it. Hallelujah. And so I'm telling you, when you do it God's way, it works. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh,
when
yes.
You do
yes.
it God's way, it works. Hallelujah.
Yes, it works.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so lesson number four, that brings us to lesson number four. It says to pray for them which despitefully use you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I know
Lord.
That sometimes we think to ourselves that this puts us in an inferior position. This puts us in a vulnerable position. It puts us in a place of weakness. But no, it doesn't. It puts you in a place of strength. It puts you in a place of humility. It puts you in a place of being in God's will. Because, see, when we are obedient to the word of God, then God backs us up. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the
Lord.
If God is backing you, praise the Lord, then you're not weak because he's strong in you. When God is backing you, praise the Lord, you're not inferior, praise the Lord, but you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yeah.
So
hallelujah.
Lesson number four. It says, pray for them which despitefully use you. Pray for those who mistreat you or take advantage of you. Well, preacher, what shall I pray for? Well, the first thing that you should pray for is that God would forgive them.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, when he was being crucified, He cried out. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not
what they do.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have to also go before the Lord and say, Father, forgive them. We also have to ask God to give us a repentant heart as well. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Because the Bible says in Mark chapter 11, it tells us that if we do not forgive, God will not forgive us. Hallelujah. The second thing that we should pray for, if we're in any kind of conflict with someone who's not a believer, someone who's not saved, someone who doesn't know the Lord, then we need to do what Paul did. Paul said this. He said, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they be saved. Praise the Lord. We pray for so many things, brothers and sisters. We pray for cars, and we pray for houses, and we pray for clothing, and we pray for all of these material things. But when was the last time that we prayed that God would save somebody? When was the last time that our heart's desire and our prayer to God is that somebody be saved? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And so that's the next thing that we should pray for. Well, what if I'm in conflict with somebody who is in the body of Christ? Then pray for the peace of God. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to share this. I was getting my car service about a year ago, and I was one of the first ones there, and I had my Bible open, and I was waiting for my car to be serviced. And this woman walked in, and you know, she started to touch my Bible, and you know, that kind of made me a little bit upset, because it's like, you don't just put your hands all in my Bible. That's my space right there. And so she wanted to challenge me on some things. And I knew that she was a Jehovah's Witness. I knew it. And so she wanted to challenge me on some things, and she wanted to take me to a place of argument. And so as I sat there, immediately I asked the Holy Spirit, how do I deal with this situation? And the Holy Spirit said, take her over to John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him will not perish but have everlasting life. And so I took her over to that scripture, and I said, do you believe this? And she said, oh, yes, I believe that. I said, do you believe that in order for us to spend eternity with the Father, we have to go through Jesus? She said, oh, yes, I believe that. And so when she said, I believe that, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, that's your sister in Christ. Hallelujah. Because, see, we can't let doctrine separate us. Praise the Lord. And so when the Lord said to me, that's your sister in the Lord, then I said, well, Lord, how do I change this conversation? And so then I just said to her, I said, isn't God good? And she said, oh, yes, the Lord is good. And so then for the next hour, she and I began to talk about the goodness of the Lord. She began to share with me how God had blessed her and how she was able to raise six children on her own, and we began to testify of the goodness of the Lord. And so I submit to you to pray for the peace of God, because the Bible says to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. So as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, we have to endeavor to keep unity in the body of Christ. Because the Bible says a house divided cannot stand. Hallelujah. And so one more thing to pray for when you're in a conflicting situation. If this situation has created an unhealthy environment, pray for God's deliverance. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
I have done that as well. Pray that God will provide an exit out of the situation. Here's why. I believe that long suffering does not mean to always suffer. I believe that it's not the Lord's will that we live in a continual state of suffering. And I believe that because in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have more abundantly. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And so if you find yourself in a situation, which I was several years ago, I was in a situation and I had just started a new position, and the person that I had to work with outside of the company, they were inside the company, but they were outside the company, I'm convinced that he did not like women and that he did not like Blacks. And so he was verbally abusive towards me. And I went to the Lord based on Psalm 70, verse 1. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me. And I went to the Lord and I prayed. I said, Lord, make haste to help me. Because I did not believe that it was the Lord's will that person continued to verbally abuse me, that he was trying to get me fired. He was saying all kinds of bad things about me. And I want you to know that God delivered me. He took me off that project and put me onto another project, and I have not had to deal with that person ever since. God is good. It is not the Lord's will that we suffer.
Hallelujah.
For. Hallelujah. So Jesus said to handle conflict in this manner for one reason. Why? Because our reward is great. And he said that we will be called children of the highest, who is God, the Father of our Savior. Hallelujah. How I treat my enemies lets the world know who I really belong to. If there is a situation that you didn't handle correctly, take it to God in prayer. Hallelujah. I had a situation this week where I didn't handle a situation absolutely correctly, but I took it to God in prayer. I went before the Lord with a repentant heart. I went back and I apologized, and thanks be to God, he made everything all right. Hallelujah. Go before the Lord with a repentant heart. Ask him to show you how to fix it with your fellow brother and your fellow sister. The Bible says that faith can only work by love. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So as I close, how do I enter into a father-son or father-daughter relationship with my Creator? Because I want to be known as a child of the Most High God. I want people to see my works and give God the glory. Hallelujah. I want to be a light that men can see, amen, and give God the praise and want to know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. God has made entrance into his kingdom real simple. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Salvation from God is something that you and I, we cannot work for. But it's a gift that is received. I received Jesus into my heart. I believe he took on all my sinfulness and that he was crucified on the cross. I believe
yes.
Jesus is God who came, praise the Lord, in human flesh. I believe he died on the cross for me, and 3 days later he was resurrected from the dead. I believe Jesus is the only way to eternal life with the one true living God, creator of all mankind. Brothers and sisters, once you have made this confession, you become a citizen of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And when you purpose in your heart to handle conflict God's way, God and all of heaven will always back you up 100%. Your citizenship in the kingdom of God is eternal. And there is nothing that anyone can ever do to take from you. So remember this, what I say to you, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you. And pray for them which despitefully use you. Dare to be different this week. Dare to handle conflict differently this week. Dare to do it God's way and watch God back you up. God bless you, and thank you for listening.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Martina Orange. What a powerful word on tonight. Again, through you, a woman of God, a vessel that God is truly using to bring forth his word
Amen.
With power. And so I just thank God for using you on tonight again. I want the listeners to know, I want all the listeners to know that is the reason why I let you know up front, before the men and women of God that comes over this platform, over this airway, I've asked you to get your Bibles out and get a pen and paper, because you know that she gave us a lot of different scriptures, and these were relevant scriptures to this message on tonight, Dare to Be Different. And so she gave us the different tools that we need that are in the Word of God. She didn't tell you her opinion or her feelings. She gave you what the Word says. So that's why I let you know it's important to get your pens and paper out and get your Word out so you can follow the Word as the men and women of God bring forth the good news of Jesus Christ, so you can see it for yourself. So you don't have to be wondering or guessing or having the enemy try to trick you and play games with your mind. No, you're reading the same scripture that we're reading. And so there's a scripture in the Word of God, and I can't remember exactly where it comes from, but it talks about all the different people that was hearing the same Word of God being preached, but some, they walked away, and their faith was not in tune to the Word, and so they did not hear the Word. They were sitting up under that same Word. Some received it, and some did not. So that's still happening today. So that's why I let you know it's very important and it's very vital to your personal walk with the Lord that you get your Bibles out and have them ready to be able to take notes and follow the men and women of God that brings forth the good news of Jesus Christ over this airways. So on tonight, I thank you again, Evangelist Martina Orange, for that powerful word on tonight. At this time, I'm going to ask if there's any listeners that would like to have any comments or feedback to Minister Evangelist Orange at this time, if you would like to come forth. The lines are open. If anyone would like to say anything to Evangelist Orange on tonight, any comments or feedback? Well, praise the Lord. I just want to know that you do have some listeners that are tuned in. I'm looking at the screen, Evangelist Orange, and I thank you for this opportunity, for bringing this powerful word on tonight. Know that this is not going to be your last time. I want you to, at this time, Evangelist Orange, if you, again, could please give your information out to the listeners, how you can be reached, and also if you would like to give your shout-outs at this time.
Amen, amen. I can be reached at Shady Grove Missionary Baptist Church at 2741 McDougal, praise the Lord, or you can reach me by email, mrsorangepm@gmail.com. Thank you so much again, Brother Brown, for this opportunity. I truly appreciate you, and I thank God for all of those who have tuned in tonight, either by internet or by telephone. I appreciate you taking time out from your evening to be with us on tonight, and I pray that something was said, praise the Lord, that resonated with you and that was a blessing to you. So God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I know I was fed on tonight. I was spiritually fed again on tonight. You know, God's word is inexhaustible. You can hear the same scripture from different person and get a new revelation. And that's what I love about God's word. So it's always inexhaustible. You can always, if you're really in tune to the word and you're in tune to the spirit, you can always receive something new and refreshing from the Lord's word. So God's word is powerful, and I just thank God for his word. He's a faithful God that, again, he watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his saints. So again on tonight, listeners, I want you all to be sure to take these notes down. Again, regarding our upcoming events for 2017 for the Pastors Quartet Gospel Group, this is a group of pastors. They sing quartet music, and I was with them in Flint, Michigan on last night. And some of these ministers of the gospel that preaches and sing the good news of Jesus Christ will be bringing forth the word over this platform. So I met with a lot of them on last night in Flint, and I have their information. So they will be bringing forth the good news of Jesus Christ in the message form through the word. And so I want you all to know that they have a pastor's quartet singing group, and they will be singing in Flint, Michigan area, and also the Detroit, Michigan area. I want you all to know that I will be, as soon as I know that they have events coming up in those areas, be aware that I will make sure that you all get the information, the times and the dates and locations that you all can attend and be blessed. And also, again, these ministers of the gospel, that's our quartet singers, will be coming forth in January, starting in January. These men will be bringing, and women of God will be bringing forth the good news of Jesus Christ. I just love what God is doing through this airway, through this platform. And again, I just thank God for you, the listeners, faithful listeners. I pray that you are being blessed by these words that are coming forth, that God is being glorified. Most of all, that souls are being saved. I just love your word on today, Evangelist Orange. Dare to be different. And that's what Jesus
Amen.
Did. He dared to be different. Because of his daredness to be different, that blood of Jesus Christ, I thank God for that powerful blood of Jesus. That same power of God, that powerful blood of Jesus, it still works today. And it will never lose its power. I just thank God for Jesus for who he is, that he took it upon himself. In our place, and he paid our sin debt because he knew that we could not pay it. And he paid it because and he did not owe it because of love, the love for God the Father, and then love for mankind, that he came down in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby, and he died for us.
Yeah.
And he paid the ultimate price with his own precious blood. And thank God, Zach said in the word, that 3 days later he rose from the dead, from the grave, with all power, from death, hell, and the grave in his hands. And so he's now sitting at the right hand of God with the victory. And we thank God for that. We are joint heirs with Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ. And we are the righteousness of God. We're sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus on tonight. So I thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I thank every listener for calling in and dialing in. And continue to listen in faithfully. And you will be blessed by the word. Again, I thank God for all the men and women of God that's going to be coming forth in the future. I do have Christian comedians that's going to be coming back on in January. I have a spot open for young people that's bringing forth inspirational messages. Young people, the young man on my from my church in the form of minister, young minister Harold Crittenden III, he was on about a month and a half ago. He was 9. He just turned 10. He brought forth a powerful word. A 9-year-old, he's now 10,
Amen.
Then a 16-year-old, he brought forth the word. And so that's what I'm looking for, more young people that are in the word, but being doers of God's word. Because God is using young people as well as older seasoned saints to bring forth his word in this time and season for such a time as this, that souls can be saved even through young people. So I just, again, I thank God for this platform, and I don't take it lightly. I don't take you all lightly or for granted. I thank God for each listener. So I'm asking you all to please go to my website at blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels and click on follow. And then remember that I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. I can be reached at my email is james_brown1558@yahoo.com, or I can be reached on Facebook. And as we get ready to close out for tonight, we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come to give your name praise. We give you glory and honor. We, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word on tonight that went forth with power through your minister, evangelist, Martina Orange of tonight. We pray, Lord, that a word has went forth that through the word on tonight that someone's spiritual ears and eyes will have become open. They will be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask them to come into their hearts. They can be saved on tonight, for we know you're able to do it even right now. So we just thank you for those that are going to be saved on tonight through your word. We thank you for the vessel that brought forth your word. We pray, Lord, also for those that are listening that have gone astray, that through this word on tonight they will come back to the fold, and that the body of Jesus Christ, all those that are seasoned and saved and sanctified through your word and trying to be doers of your word, Heavenly Father, and be an asset to the kingdom of God, we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them, continue to anoint them, and use them for your glory on tonight, that you will be glorified. So we thank you for each listener. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for who and all that you are. We thank you for your grace, for your mercy, thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you again, Heavenly Father, for this platform. We just pray that it will always be used for your glory, and that people will always be faithful and humble and always remember where all of our blessings come from. They come from you. So thank you, Heavenly Father. We just give your name praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus.
Well, until next time, continue to be blessed on tonight. Listeners, know that God loves you, and I do too. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.